Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
From the horn of New York City sax man Noah Preminger, we start a brand new journey into the jazz together on a show that we like to call Neon Jazz. He just released his fourth album, Pivot, live at the 5-5 Bar in 2015 and has plans on releasing two new recordings in early 2016. Noah grew up in Canton, Connecticut, and his household was full of music. His parents have and continue to be very hip on jazz and the entire music world. And that was the backbone of Noah loving music. From the first day he picked up the saxophone, he knew that he was going to become a musician. He went on to study saxophone with luminary Dave Liebman. He released his debut album as a leader at the ripe young age of 20 to critical acclaim. From there, he moved on to his current home of New York City and played in the bands led by Cecil McBee and John McNeil. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, we talked about what you learn in the classroom during the road to a degree versus the real world.
I remember we had an 8-hour rehearsal at Cecil's house. It was like 3 or 4 hours, and then Cecil's wife made the most unbelievable dinner for us. And then we had another 3 or 4 hour rehearsal after. And it was like me and George Cables and Victor Lewis and Eddie Henderson and Cecil McBee. I mean, the stories going around. I mean, everybody telling stories about the beginning of their career until, you know, the present day. I mean, it was fantastic to be around those people. You don't get to do that very often.
Noah has gone on to play with the very big likes of Billy Hart, Dave Holland, Fred Hirsch, Joe Lovano, Victor Lewis, George Cables, and the list goes on and on. And at this pace, there is going to be no slowing down. The list of cats he is playing with will grow, and his musical output will match that. But he will always keep a very important principle in mind as his career moves forward.
I mean, I remember the day after I moved to New York City, I had a Sunday New York Times review. And I thought I was like the king of the world. And then I remember someone said to me, who I have an incredible amount of respect for, he said, "Man, congrats on that review. But just always remember, that review and $2.50 is enough for one subway ride to get back home." And what he's saying is, man, stay humble. It takes a lot to be a professional musician.
And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs jazz all the time, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, with another hour of great music for you to dig. This next cat on the show is gracing the streets of Kansas City, but was born in Chicago and raised in Philly. He's got a great jazz tale, clarinetist John Blegen, with the tune Kansas City Man Blues off his debut 2014 CD This and That, and he did it in his 70s after 7 decades. It's a great listen. Speaking of John, I saw him live with the great Bram Wijnands down at the Majestic in February of 2016. Here's a bit of John and the Boys live before we slip into his tune. Dig it.
Yeah. see jazz clarinetist John Lagan, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was New York City Grammy Award-winning drummer Dion Parson with the tune Appointment, live at Dizzy's Coca-Cola circa 2013. He was born in the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Thomas to be exact, and his musical foundation ranges from classical, reggae, calypso, jazz, African, and pop. His first musical instrument was the trombone, but at the age of 15, he began on the drums and was awarded a grant from the Virgin Islands Council of the Arts to study on in Michigan. He went on to study with master drummer Michael Carvin and moved to New York, where he quickly became a part of that thriving jazz scene, playing with the best, Milt Jackson, Jerry Allen, Monty Alexander, Don Bryan, Lee Konitz, and many others. And he also teaches the future generations. Here's one of the kings of the sax in Jazz Cool. This is Roscoe Mitchell with the tune Keep On Keepin' On off the 2004 CD Hey Donald. And that's all we're doing around here.
Thank you. Charles Rumbach in Chicago, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was veteran Chicago jazz drummer Charles Rumbach with a cut off his latest 2015 album, In the New Year. This talented cat is a jazz of all situations, so to speak. He can be found accompanying songs, pushing the ensemble in free, improvised settings, or creating sonic landscapes, all from behind the drum kit. He is originally from Kansas and has gone on to perform around the United States and Japan with several touring bands. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Charles discussed a great many topics, specifically about playing that jazz.
What's interesting to me is like playing with these other people that I really love and respect. I feel really fortunate that I get to play with people that are like my favorite musicians. I think most musicians probably feel that way if they're working with people that they love working with. It's so inspiring. There's like nothing else that comes close to it for me.
From cool local Kansas City Waldo Jazz Collective, bringing the crowds a mincing of popular jazz standards, Latin standards, Dixieland, rock, funk, and originals into a fun blend of entertainment, we bring you Monday Nights at the Piano Room. I'd say so. Thank you.
this is Laura Perlman, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. So have a wonderful day and relish your precious moment.
Thank you.
That was jazz pianist and co-founder of the Strata East Records label, Stanley Cowell, with the tune Old Texas off the 2015 CD Dancers in Love. So he played with Roland Kirk while studying at the Oberlin Conservatory of Music, and he would move on to gig with cats like Marion Brown, Max Roach, Bobby Hutcherson, Clifford Jordan, Stan Getz, and the great Sonny Rollins. From a true strength of the Kansas City legacy, here's Professor Bobby circa 1990 with the tune 7th Avenue off the CD Post Motown Bop, next on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. Hey now, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
If you've ever wondered how well jazz is doing, the Eclectic Squeezebox Orchestra has an answer for you. That was the 2015 tune, Cheap Rent. This San Francisco 17-piece big band plays music composed and arranged by some of the very best in the Bay Area's jazz musicianship. The composers and arrangers draw from a wide variety of influences, but they always come up with powerful music with groove, beauty, and subtlety. And we hope you dug this hour of jazz dance with us. And leading us to the door is sax man Ralph Moore with his quintet in tow with the tune Rejuvenate. And that's the theme, baby. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man always brandishing a pair of tan shoes, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Joey! On the radio!
Like what you heard, let us know. We'd always love to hear from you, and thanks for tuning in. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. We'll be right back.
Neon Jazz.